Let's start with one of the most famous Hasidic statements of Hanukkah. Rav Amital used to love to say this, and it's a nice Dvar Musar. I think I may have mentioned in Shul yesterday, but it always bears repeating. And when Chazal determined Shkoyach, when Chazal determined the shear for when you can light near Hanukkah, so practically it's about half an hour after you light, after Tzeis, after Shkia, depending on how you interpret when you start to light. But the way they described it is interesting. And Hasidus saw Chazal's articulation the same way we treat the Torah. Just like the Torah, we think about how the Torah says something, not just what it says. Similarly, in Hasidus, there's a lot of drushes about the language and syntax of Chazal. So the way they described it was, you're allowed to light at Shetichle Regel Min Hashuk, until all the people have left the marketplace, because presumably at that point there's no longer Pursum Anissa. Everyone is home, no one's traveling. So lighting up to that stage, you're not making the complete mitzvah. So the Sfas Emes would always quote his grandfather, the Chiddush Harim, Ad Shetichle Regel doesn't mean until people's feet no longer occupy the marketplace. Ad Shetichle Regel means until you're able to break your habit, hergel. Regel means hergel, habits. Remember we talked about, we learned the nezik of regel, and regel is something which is very routine, very natural, because your feet walk without much thought, without much consciousness. So the word regel and hergel are always very similar to one another. So the challenge of Hanukkah is to create rejuvenation, to create renewal, to revitalize yourself. He didn't talk about it in the way that I will, but think about the fact that we're 2 months after Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur there was renewal and regeneration, people take certain pledges, certain attempts to change, and then we slowly slip and slide back into our routines, back into our habits, back into who we were before Yom Kippur, before the transformation. So Hanukkah is like a wake-up call. You pledge certain changes and renewals. Now it's 2 months later. How much have you slipped back into your routine? How much could you break some of those habits or habitual behavior and break the routines that you've pledged to avoid? So Achetichle Regel Min Hashuk for the Chiddush Yerim was not just until people no longer are walking in the marketplace, but until the hergel, the routine, is broken and shattered and terminated, and now you're able to be mischadesh. And after all, Hanukkah is a yantav of mischadshus, of trying to create renewal, because it renewed the Beis HaMikdash after it had been defiled by the Yavanim, by the Greeks. The second thing I wanted to quote is the Sfas Emes quoting the Magi Mimeshritz. Magi Mimeshritz is one of the Talmidim of the Besht. So that was the first generation or two. We don't have too many Sfarim that are actually written, but we have a lot of their statements being quoted by later Doros. So this is the Magid, which is a mid-18th century, being quoted by the Sfas Emes mid-19th century. So we quote the Magid, who would ask the following. And a little bit of a background. See, Hasidus is not just an intellectual or social movement. It's also a response to Gullus. Remember, Hasidus occurs at a very low point in Jewish history where the Gullus have become unbearable. Early 18th century is a very, very dark period for Jews after the Shabtai Tzvi of the 17th century. So it provides emuna. It provides a new language of emuna, as well as a manner or a technique. It's very complicated. I'm not going to discuss it all now. But it's a Gullus-based ideology. It's part of its essence is how to deal with the intolerable Gullus. So Gullus changes near Hanukkah. Ideally, near Hanukkah is to be lit on Pesach Beiso, on the doorway of your home. But the Gemara says, B'shas HaSakana, when Jews were banned from lighting near Hanukkah, which describes many years of our Gullus, many forms of Gullus, and many periods of Gullus, Maliko B'shulchan Beiso V'dayur, you light it inside on your table, and that's sufficient. I spoke yesterday to my shir that according to the Rivash, this is the source of the Hadlak in the Beis HaKnesses. Because lighting in your home, in your own living room, you have very, very limited Pursum Anissa. Who's going to see it? See, we lit in shul, the minhag developed, to light in front of a lot of people. So in many ways, Hanukkah has undergone very sad evolutions and very sad incarnations, because at many points in history, we didn't enjoy Kol HaMiyot. We didn't enjoy the luxury and the security to be Mefarsim the Neis that's so evocative of Jewish sovereignty and of Jewish pride. Baruch Hashem, part of living in Eretz Yisrael during Hanukkah is being able to walk around and just see people lighting in all public places and putting their aquariums, like they're called, these glass boxes outside their homes. So there was a shift from the Ner Hanukkah, from the Pesach Beiso, from the doorway to your home in a public setting, to Shulchan Beiso, to the table in your home in a very private setting. Aside from the sadness of that shift, for the Magid of Meshritz, there still has to be a retention of the core of Ner Hanukkah. What do I mean by a retention of the core of Ner Chanukah? Ideally, Ner Chanukah is right at the seam between the personal space, private property, and the public space. That seam is very iconic, because that's what we try to keep out and to distance all the chitzonias, all the artificial dross, the adulteration. You try to keep it outside so that your home remains perfect. So that seam and the attempt to light Ner Chanukah classically on that seam means that Ner Chanukah symbolizes filtration, purification. Manichah Pesach Beso, the Ner Chanukah almost acts like a filter or a shield or barrier so that all the schmutz and all the filth and all the corruption of the public sphere doesn't enter the home. But what happens when the Ner Chanukah moves internal to the Shulchan Beso? Does that filtration and purification process conclude? Does it still exist? So for the Magid Mimezritz, no, internally, look inside your own heart. There's still a lot of dross and a lot of adulteration. So even in the internal sphere, not just in keeping out the adulteration of the public arena, but in terms of your own heart, your ego, your jealousy, your pettiness, whatever traits internally are impure and internally corrupt, that becomes the drama of Ner Chanukah. To light in your own heart, on your own table, and still perform the filtration process that classically is assigned to Ner Chanukah because it's pitched right along that border. So Ner Chanukah has that function of filtering. Typically, it was meant to filter the external impurifications so that the internal home could remain pure. But now that whole experience has become internalized. Forget about Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Think about your own heart. Your own heart has a lot of impurities. How do those become purified and cleansed through Ner Chanukah? Now that Ner Chanukah has moved from the seam between Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah to the internal space. Now, without describing it very lengthily, this is very, very central to Hasidus, because Hasidus is a process of internalization of Gula. The Gula is not just geographic, returning Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, historical, it's also redeeming yourself and looking inside your own. Everyone knows that Chabad refers to Chachma Bina Vadas. And Chabad tried to layer human identity, tried to layer human intellect, and to create an internalization. Don't just think about Gula, about what you should change, about the history of the Jewish people, about the land of Israel, about humankind, but think about Gula in personal, psychological terms. How can you redeem yourself? So this is very, very classic, where the Ner Chanukah, which was once a purification from the Shusarab to Shusayachid, because it was right at the boundary, now is a purification internally of your own adulterations, your own neshama, and what has to be purified. So two very, very famous concepts of Ner Chanukah. One is shattering habit. Number two is purifying the internal artifice, not just the external corruption. Chanukah Sameach. It may be a Chanukah of renewal and a Chanukah of purity. And